Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 28th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the crisis in the opposition movement for democratic change.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
We have also come to the resolution that the GA leader, Comrade Morgan Tsvangirai, can no longer be considered as a Democrat or a comrade in this struggle. He's clearly unsuitable and has disqualified himself as a fit and proper patriot with the legitimacy, credibility, ability, decency, or honesty of leading and executing the Democratic struggle. The Democrats gathered here no longer recognize him or his associates in the standing committee in any capacity. We no longer recognize him and them in any capacity. We are therefore exercising our constitutional rights of freedom of association.
Mangwana tukuita msangano wedu mukuru we National Council. Sekuzwa kungata vateereri. National Council yedu ndiyo inenge yakabata matomo pakati pemakongresi. Tiri kuita izvi nokuti kwakaitika chimusangano chekumandero chiya. Changa chine vanhu vaibva kwaWelshman Nube, vamwe vacho vaibva kumabranches, vasiri members veNational Council kwete. Saka tativanzire musangano, vakamirira vari vemusangano, vanova members veNational Council, takamirira vari vemusangano, vanova mamembers veMDC, vange vachisangana mangwana muHarare. Kuti tipedze nyaya dambudziko ririmo muorganization medu. Taakunzwa kuti kune vanhu vaakuzvipa masimba ekutatanisa vatungamiri vedu vaakuda kuzvita iwo Congress.
Ngibone ngani sifanele sikhangelele ukuthi kungaba la maxuku amabili kodwa phela okuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakukhangelisise ukuthi uTsvangirai uya ngaphi esuka lapha njalo kusesekhona yini okukhulu kangako angakwenzela izweni nxa ekhokhela ibandla liyabe lokhu liqephuka 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 nje uhamba kwesikhathi.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the crisis in the opposition movement for democratic change.
On Saturday, a faction in the MDC said it is no longer recognizing Morgan Tsvangirai as the party leader, blaming undemocratic tendencies and his failure to oust President Robert Mugabe from power. The group led by Tendai Biti, Secretary General of the MDC, said it has suspended Tsvangirai, but their authority to do so was immediately disputed by those backing Mr. Tsvangirai.
Mr. Tsvangirai's backers have convened an urgent National Council and also National Executive meeting tomorrow to discuss the crisis.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
Hunguka Gibbs, Trauti Nasi, Tingetchi, Tarisa, Neje, Dambuziko, Rapinda, Batore, MDCT, Nemsu Mugovera, Seja, Kuzikanwa, Neva, Terri. Pakaitwa musangano nevamwe vari kuchikwata chiri kutsigira nyori mukuru webato iri vaTendai Biti nevamwe vari kuti vatsvangirai vakoniwa vanofanira kuti vange vachisiya basa asi nemusi wesvondo vano tsigira vatsvangirai vakaendawo kumuzinda webato iri kuHarvest House vachiti aiwa vatsvangirai hapana kwavanoenda vari kuvatsigira zvakasimba uye tiri kunzwawo kuti ivo vanotsigira vatsvangirai mangwana vachaita musangano wenational council nenational executive kwatiri kutarisira sezvatiri kunzwa nemakunga kunga kuti vabiti nevamwe vavo vakaita musangano iyi vanonzi vadzingwa zvakare saka maa kungoita bata murefu bata mupfupi imo mubato Gibbs
kuzima ke forward to lodudabo luzima kakhulu ke blessing xa njengoba usitsho ke umhlangano wawukhona ngomgqibelo lapho ke umnumzana utela ibt wakhuluma khona ukuthi umnumzana uMorgan Tswankelayi kasenguye okhokhela ibandla leli sizwile njalo lokuthi ngelanga elilandelayo labo abalandela ke uTswankelayi bagcwala khona ngale Harvest House kwakubovu gap wakusithi ungakhangela kumafacebook ukhangele ngaphingaphi babegcwele sile bathi uTswankelayi lokho ezibambe esidukini kube sokubuya ke kathesi bathi bazabe belo mhlangano kusasa ngakho sizwa kuthiwa njengoba ukhuluma kulabanye abazaxotshwa khonokho kati bakwezileyo kuthiwa abazange belandele umthetho so sifuna ukuzwa ngabantu ukuthi bathini blessing zulu kandaba ngenani kuhlelo uhlelo lolu ngolwenu 001-202-619-2077
Of course, we want to have a debate, and we don't expect anyone to be, you know, personalizing this debate, attacking each other unnecessarily. We want a very mature debate, Gibbs.
Yes.
This is a family radio station, so we uphold those very, very high standards, and we expect that all those who are contributing tonight are making a positive contribution. Tinge tichitaura pasina nyaya yekutukana tukana nekubayana bayana maziso nekuti nepfenyuro yestudio 7 inonzwika nemunhu wese nyangwe vana vadiki nekudaro tinoda kuti kana tichi pikisana hedu tipikisane pasina nyaya yekunyombana kutukana nezvimwe zvakadaro daro Gibbs
lami ngicele kunapo kuti zvurukandaba nxa sixoka ngodaba lolu siyakwazi kuti abanye benu lifutele nesibulo kwamagama kodwa sikhulumeni okuhloniphisayo sikhulume sijuleni ukwenza ukuthi sikhulume kuhle kuphume esifuna ukuthi kuzwakale kuzulu khona ngabe anti kunjalo blessing
and I think we have our guests lined up first we have Mr. Douglas Monzora MDCT spokesman Mr. Monzora good evening
good evening how are you? And I wish I hope Zimbabweans are okay
Thank you so much for joining us once again, Mr. Monzora. Of course, at a very short notice. And we also have Mr. Jacob Mafume representing the other faction of the MDC. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening to the viewers.
Thank you so much. And we also have Mr. Nkululeko Sibanda, a political analyst based in the UK. Mr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, starting with you, Mr. Mafume, can you be as brief as possible? Tell us, the move that you have made, do you think is democratic as far as the MDC is concerned?
Yes, the move we have made is democratic. The National Council of the MDC, which is the supreme body between Congress, met on Saturday and saved democracy. The democracy was saved in the sense that we don't need to personalize democracy and insult others and so on. A meeting was called at a venue which was neutral, which was conducive to meeting or meetings of that nature. It was convened properly. The delegates were 138, which was more than two-thirds of the quorum, and a secret ballot was then conducted. We had, of note, seven chairpersons who physically attended, and the photographs that they were taken. These chairpersons were from the various provinces, and then the other provinces sent their delegates. Then there was a secret ballot to deal with the issues that were raised, and I believe that democracy was indeed saved, and it is a legitimate decision that was made by the general councillors or the national councillors, and it is very sustainable, and that is how internal democracies or internal democracy in parties should be conducted.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Monzora, your response to the Saturday meeting, and what is also the way forward for your faction?
Well, the most important thing is that there are people who are speaking in double tongues here.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say you are democratic and at the same time stage a coup against an elected leadership. That is not democracy at all. A coup can never, by its nature, be democratic. But be that as it may, a National Council meeting is a technical meeting in terms of the NDC constitution. The meeting that Jacob is talking about is a meeting that doesn't pass the test of law.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the manner of convening of that meeting. In terms of the law of the MDC, the constitution of the MDC, the meetings of the National Council are convened by the president
mm-hmm.
of the party in terms of clause 9.1.2G of the constitution. This meeting was convened by the Secretary General. It is apparent that when they convened this meeting, they mistook the convening of meeting of Congress and meeting of conference with the convening of a meeting of the National Council. So the person who convened the meeting was wrong. Number two, other people were not invited at all at this meeting, and it was held at a clandestine venue. Most of these meetings are held at Harvest House.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, this meeting was illegal because a meeting of the National Council must be chaired by the national chairman of the party. And this is so in terms of clause 9.3H of our constitution. The person who chaired this meeting was Mr. Stephen Gomo, who is the secretary to the Guardian Council, who is not allowed to chair this meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is the composition of the meeting. The composition of the meeting of the National Council is very, very strict. The National Council is made up of all members of the standing committee, all members of the National Executive, delegates from the Women's Assembly, 8 delegates from the Youth Assembly, 9 delegates from the province, and 3 representatives of members of Parliament, among other people. This meeting was not made up of those people. All in all, the National Council has 195 people. Of these people, of the 195 people who constitute the National Council, only 33 were present. And these are made up as follows. Out of the 13 members of the standing committee, only 2 were there. But if you add Mangoma, then there were 3. Out of 54 members of the National Executive, only 8 were present. Out of 28 members of the Guardian Council, only 2 were present. Out of the 16 members from the Youth Assembly and the Women's Assembly, only 2 were present. Therefore, if we add all that, out of in the provinces, out of 108 delegates of province, only 25 were present. That means only 33 out of 195 delegates of the National Council were present. Now, it's not enough to say we held a secret ballot and that we were 160. 160 people who are not members of the National Council cannot make that meeting a valid meeting. One of the people who is not qualified to be in the National Council is my friend Jacob. He was not elected anywhere. He is not a member of the of a ward or a district or a provincial executive or even a national executive. And there he sat in this meeting to be a member of the National Council. This meeting is null and void. It does not accord with the laws of the party. What is important is that in the MDC, we must follow our constitution when convening this meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Mwanzura. Gibbs?
I think before going to Mr. Spanda, Mr. Mafume, can you respond to what Mr. Mwanzura is saying? Because here, I think he's citing some provisions of the Constitution.
Yes, I think Mr. Mwanzura is trying to mislead the nation. The Secretary General, in terms of many of the clauses that he has cited, is allowed to convene this meeting, and he has indeed convened these meetings before. They have been called at the instance of the Secretary General so many times. In fact, that is the norm. Now, that dealing with that, then at the meeting, the chairperson and his other colleagues did not turn up to the meeting. Now, we all know that it is the common laws of meetings that if certain member, a meeting of that magnitude happens, and a certain member refuses or declines to turn up going on rally tourism across the country when there is nothing to rally for, you then elect a chairperson among the committee members. That's why they are committee members of that body, to preside over the things. And this motion was raised and it was seconded. People would not have to leave the meeting place. And this has happened so many times. The chairman has been absent and the vice chair has been absent a number of times. Then the numbers he quotes and says only two were present. It all sounds very nice and very, and is said with a tone of authority for a person who was not there. Did he send a spy? Has he sent the list of delegations? It's all totally wrong from what he is saying. That's why we have even put pictures of the people who attended that meeting. It's been very open. Our registrar is there. The councillors were there. I can even talk about these seven chairpersons who came with their delegations. Now, these seven chairpersons were not plugged from the air. There is the chairperson of Mashingo was there. The chairperson of Paul Madori and his whole team was there. The chairperson of Manicaland was there. The chairperson of Mati South was there. The chairperson of Bulawayo sent an apology. The chairperson of Mati North was there. The chairperson of Midland South was there. And he went up to the press and pictures were taken, and one of them spoke on behalf of all the chairpersons. Now, you can't talk about numbers that were not there. I then attended the press conference. I did not take part in the vote, nor did I take part in the deliberation. All I'm doing, like other technical staff that were there, and I've attended in many national councils before as a technical staff member of the party, and even other meetings that are senior. So these decisions were made by a national council which was properly convened. What is surprising is to us that they want to hold suspended people like himself, Mr. Mwondura, and the others, instead of consulting their lawyers so that they can rush to court to defend themselves from these legitimate suspensions, are going about their duties when they are on suspension. They need to go to the court of law for this matter to be discussed if they have issues about it. When we suspended, when they suspended Mangoma, that is what was done. We are in the court of law. So they need to carry out that process. Everything was done above board, and we are waiting for their proper legal challenges when they come. We know they are not going to get certain chairperson all of a sudden from the air at their meeting tomorrow. Those chairpersons
Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, let's just bring Mr. Mwondzora briefly, please. Mr. Mwondzora?
Yes, the powers of the Secretary General are contained in Clause 9.5 of the Constitution. And one of those powers is not the power to convene a national council meeting. Definitely, this meeting does not pass the test of the law. They said that there were seven chairpersons. Of these seven chairpersons, two are under suspension. They said that you have seven chairpersons, simply out of 108 persons who are supposed to come from the provinces, is an insignificant number. I've already said 25, only 25. Of the 108 people who must be there, were there. Now, he says, how do we know? We knew because we had representatives there. We knew because we had intelligence there. We knew because we have pictures also. One thing that Wamafumi cannot escape, because he's a lawyer, is that this meeting included people like Mangoma, Mkwananzi, Mainge Hama, Mafume himself, who were suspended. Now, I know that the meeting then purported to lift the suspension, but these people said that they determined their suspension. Yeah. What that meant is that you sit in a court to determine your own case. It's a big circus.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Nkuleko Sibanda, let's look at what is happening in the MDC in terms of democracy in the country without taking any sides here. What is your take? How does this affect ordinary Zimbabweans?
Listen, leadership. This is what I'm going to tell you. And if you ask Mark Millan, he will say, events, dear boy. In politics, it is events that matter. So if you're going to look at this and look at it neutrally, the one thing you can tell very clearly is that the emperor is naked. The emperor doesn't have any clothes. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's busy trying to clothe himself. He's looking for rogues and robes, and I've got to clothe myself. If you have, if you're running a company or any business, and you continue to have crisis upon crisis, what do you do? You fire the chief executive. And I think that this is what you've got to look at. The effect of the matter and what no one is denying, both Monzora and Mafume, is that there is a crisis in the MDC, a serious crisis. And a serious crisis is indicative of a serious problem in terms of leadership. And this is what is clear to every Zimbabwean who's watching right now. Anybody who ever had any doubt about a capacity of our leaders, the capacity of the leaders in the MDC to pursue democratic processes, can see now, looking at the back and forth, the suspension of Monzora, and then now you have the suspension of the party president and all the others. The first meeting was itself disputed on legal grounds and so forth by the Mangoma team. And then now you have this one being disputed by the Tsvangirai team. Now, what isn't disputed in this case is that the emperor is looking for some clothes. The leader of the party is looking for some clothes to cover himself. To hear the argument from the two gentlemen is that, look, let's look at technicalities here and see if you did it properly. But they're not saying to us that the house is in order. And I think that this is where Zimbabweans are looking at. And if you're looking at democratic processes, I don't think that this process should itself be seen as a bad process. I think it is an indication in the future that if you're a leader, you ought to be answerable to people, that you can fool people for a certain period of time, or you can be clever for a certain period of time, or you can be liked for a certain period of time and invincible, that even party symbol will have your face, as President Morgan Tsvangirai has done. But at some certain point, people may begin to say that to ask you questions, at the very least. So we don't have to say whether or not Morgan Tsvangirai is suspended or Mangoma is suspended. I think what is important is that this is an event. It has an impact, and that wait for that impact to be felt, and that I don't think that the courts are going to circle this. I think events in politics circle themselves.
Thank you so much, Mr. Sibanda. Regai tiende tanga tine mutereri mukoma Elisha Nare awo inenge ati netsei. Tichaedza kuramba tichivafonera. Nhare dzedu dziri kuti netsei. Saka rambai muchifona kamwe chete tokufonerai back. Regai ndidzoke kwamuri vamafume. Vamafume, vamwe vari kuti chikwata chenyiji madi kumboendawo kuvanhu. Manoona kuti zviri kufamba sei. Vari kuona vamwe vachiita marali. Muri kutarisira kuti munotanga rini kuita izvozvo kuenda kune vanhu kuti ndo danho ratatanga kutora.
What we need to do as a party is that we cannot be involved in rally tourism. We cannot be involved in creating flash mobs at everything that needs to do. We need as a party to offer a viable alternative to the country. We need to make sure that our councils start delivering services, water start operating in the streets of Harare. We need to do a lot of things as a party. We just went through an election where, as the leaders, we are supposed to come up with a viable alternative to the country. We are supposed to come up with a viable way forward to the country. We cannot go to the country and say, love me, and simply love me for the sake of loving me. Every time we lose, we just go back to the people. Every time an event happens, we go back to the people. Every time a wedding happens, we go back to the people. everything. What we need is to go back with a message. The people in Zimbabwe, I tell you, are suffering. They have no money.
Vamafume, vamafume. Tabunza mbunzo kuti muruku vamafume. Vanhu vari kuti munofanira kuenda unonzwa kuti vanhu vari kuti kudii mune urongwa here wekuenda kumarali muchinotaura nevanhu kuti ndodanho ratatora kana vari varidzi vebato.
Yes, but it's about the party is made up of structures, isn't it? What we do is with provincial representation. You come from the standing committee, you go to the national council, you then go back to the provincial council, and then you go back to the district. You move in an orderly fashion to inform the people. Because you cannot hold a street rally in one part of Harare and say you to the people. You do so because the party is made up of structures. We will do systematically in a systematical manner. We called all those national council members who are representatives of our membership. And they came to town. They are going to go back to the people with our messages. Our leaders, now that we have suspended people who are undemocratic, are going within the next 2 weeks to be speaking to people in the various provinces and to further clarify what is taking place here.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you. Mr. Mafume, thank you so much. We'll come back to you. We just want to listen to what some of our listeners had to say about what is happening in the MDC.
Martin Mkanganise writes, "Hard times never kill. The party is now rejuvenating. Great things are coming." From Simisani Puti, "Tendai Biti is a ZANU-PF project. Harvest House, Hamupinde Manje, never." Mind Uchena writes, "Suspend Tendai Biti from the MDCT. Why did these people not wait for the party congress? They should also find another name for their own party and not MDC." From Ngobile Eric Ngwenya, we hear, "Remove party leader Morgan Tsvangirai to resolve MDCT problems." Also weighing in, Morgan Dube, "Morgan Tsvangirai represents the interests of the people of Zimbabwe. I saw it coming when Tendai Biti claimed that his house was petrol-bombed by MDC youth. He has always wanted to be president of the party." Mongani Chihovo writes, "Viva Morgan Tsvangirai." Admo Kadera writes, "I think they should wait for the next Congress where leaders are voted in or out. What are they afraid of? If they have people at heart, they must follow right channels." Also weighing in, Cassius J's Simana Mpofu. "So, Douglas Munzora, you think Harvest House is the party? What's funny about being at Harvest House and not being at Harvest House?" Godfrey Zirewa writes, "The chaos goes on while ZANU-PF is getting ready for 2018. The issue is centering on Morgan Tsvangirai's failure to remove ZANU-PF from power. That is the sad thing about this. It is high time Morgan Tsvangirai looked himself in the mirror and asked the question, can I deliver after 15 years of failure?" We also heard from Alexander Makvila Musawengana, "MDC is the party of excellence." Philip Fekedza writes, "Historically, a strong party goes through this process and it's good for the organization to prune and cultivate seeds and grass. Rebels have been there in any given party. To lead an organization, you must have people at heart first." And finally, Rocky Hadi Chimene writes, "Let us be fair. Why just want to kick out Tsvangirai because the whole team failed to deliver?"
Thank you so much, Ndimiake, for reading that. Gibbs, this is what the people are saying.
And Mr. Manzora, you've heard the people have spoken. Just your reaction, 30 seconds.
Yes, I have great respect for what the people have said. But our point of departure with Mr. Mafume is the apparent content of the people. When we have problems, when we have things which we need to do, we consult the people. He calls them flash mobs and so on. Totally misplaced. The aim of the MDC is to deliver the people of Zimbabwe from poverty and misery. And we stand for respect of the people, freedom, justice, equality, democracy, and good governance. The people we have just spoken here summed it all, that Zimbabweans have to unite and make sure that we remove the dictatorship. Of course, you hear people saying Tsvangirai and so on, but the leadership is not only Morgan Tsvangirai. The Secretary General of this party for many
years... Mr. Monzora, please, we'll come back to you after a short break. Please do stay on the line. And Mr. Mafume and also Mr. Sibanda, please do stay on the line. Of course, we are continuing with this program. We are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com.
The Voice of America.